It's Chinook Center's biggest promotion ever, the Frequent Shopper Program. Together with CFCN Television, the Calgary Sun, and QR77, Chinook Center brings you Pepsi.
The modern shopping mall, which gained rapid popularity in the 1960s, was actually developed by the Austrian socialist and architect named Victor Grün. He strove to create a comfortable shopping experience for those who could not necessarily afford suburban life. However, since the advent of online shopping, mall tenants have dwindled in sales. So what lies in the future for such institutions that were originally imagined as a mingling space for the common city dweller and have considerably lost business? A BCB second year recently worked on a project that re-envisioned the role of the shopping mall.
I'm Veronica. I'm in the Humanities, Social Thoughts and the Arts program, currently in my second year. And I'm trying to focus on theater studies and film studies. So recently, I think it was a month ago, I did a project with a theater company I founded back in Slovakia, which is where I'm from. The theater company is called Teatro Flaus, and we do a lot of performance, circus arts, puppet theater, because some of our actors are puppetry theater students. Then we have jugglers, but we also work a lot with visual art. And 2 months ago, we got a grant from the Extraordinary Center, sponsored by IKEA.
Yeah.
And the grant was for young Slovak artistic groups to go and show their talents inside a shopping mall that is owned by IKEA too. 4 different artist groups were selected. One of them were light designers, the second one were musicians, the third ones were, well, I don't even know what they were. they did like things with senses, like smell, like a lot of smell, but it was more for kids and also just like for kids and parents. So they created this like playground inside the shopping mall, and then we got selected as one of the groups. So we did theater, and basically the whole idea of the project was to develop or to create an extraordinary experience for the customers. So they would come into the space, we had the sign, and they would experience something that they don't usually experience when they shop. But also one of the requirements was to use IKEA products. And the whole project was there to show IKEA managers, because the biggest IKEA Congress was happening at the time, so there were managers from all around the world, to show IKEA managers that this might be future of shopping malls and this might be future of how to sell stuff. So people don't just simply come and look at stuff and maybe talk to the customers, but maybe they want to experience something new, and they're forced to interact by different plays, by different exercises, because also our performance was quite interactive. So people were helping us to build puzzles and to build towers out of these IKEA shelves and stuff. So that was the whole idea of the project, I guess, which was very fun. It went on for a week.
Oak Park Mall, you might say, is a symbol of how far we've come. This program is an attempt to think about it before we've gone the full distance. What did we give up to get this roof over our heads? Are we happy among the potted plants and Muzak? What does it mean when a community becomes a mall?
If I like walked into the shopping mall,
yeah,
and like what would it seem like as a visitor?
So you would go through this corridor made out of boxes, a lot of boxes. So it was a dark corridor, and there were just fairy lights around, so it was very magical. And then you would just come to this space, and then in the middle of the space there would be three made out of boxes again, with a lot of fairy lights, and it would be a little dark. There would be different rooms built also out of the boxes. So there was a lot of boxes. And in each room something would be happening. Like you would either have the musicians teaching you how to play different instruments, or you would have the light designers designing some light. So first we did just a performance that we rehearsed, which was about us getting lost in the world, and then the customers were supposed to help us to get to the another world, like back to our magic world. But then, since the project was also a lot about rapid prototyping, rapid prototyping.
What is
so it means that you are supposed to change, that each day you're supposed to sit down and reflect on what worked, what didn't work, and what worked but could be improved. And you are supposed to keep the things that work, you're supposed to improve the things that could be improved, and you're supposed to get rid of the things that did not work. So we were also also forced to change the performance a lot. And then also the organizers of the project, at some point they wanted us to be more interactive, like even more interactive, and maybe maybe also abolish the plot of the performance and just like really be there with the visitors. So at some point, since I do aerial acrobatics, I had my silks there, so I started teaching silks. Then I started taking people, like I started blindfolding people when they arrived to the space and started taking them to this amazing wonderland thing. So I would be leading them, like holding their hands, and I would be telling them what they see, even though it was not there. But I was like, oh, and now you see a beautiful snow castle on your left. So it was like working with their fantasy. Then there was this juggler from our group, so he basically played with kids. Then we had this musician, and he was composing songs out of the words that people gave him. Yeah, he composed one song in like 5 minutes, and it would be your personal song that he would then play for you. So yeah, then we did like a lot of interactive stuff that was also forcing people to interact in between each other, and we didn't do the performance so much, more of like we just pretended to be these creatures from elsewhere.
Honey, that's what's gonna set your eyes off.
This is the way we live now. Nice, even temperature, no rain, no snow, no loud noises, music is playing. Everything's perfect in the malls. Even if you're one of the few people who've never been inside a shopping mall, you can't help knowing they're here.
I guess like what I learned the most is that you should not be scared to start from scratch. Like even if you already built something and it seems perfect, you still should not be attached to it, and you should still know how to get rid of it all, which was, I guess, very good exercise for me also mentally, to sort of, you know, to love what I do, but also stay a little bit detached. So once people tell me that maybe it would be better for the customers if we got rid of something that I made, I would still be fine. But also like sort of taught me how to come up with new ideas very quickly. Quicker than I thought it would be possible. Like sometimes we would be changing things, like changing the entire space within one day as the customers were coming in. So sometimes even like the boxes, like the way they were built and the way they like stood there, we would just like shift everything. Also like how to stay in that world even though everything is changing around you. Like how to still stay open, and still be sort of like that creature from that magical world that we tried to create it, even though the world was sometimes sort of falling apart and being rebuilt. But it was also fun to see different attitudes that the adult people had. Like some of them were very open and some of them were more hesitant, and they just like wanted to observe first. So you really needed to get them inside and really like gain their trust. It's not that easy for anyone, like for everyone to really use their fantasy.
How did you feel about like the sort of like product part of it? Like, was it weird for you that there was like a product attached to it?
I mean, in the beginning, yes. In the beginning, I also felt like I might have sold my soul for the for the brand and for the like money we got for the project. But then once I talked to the organizers, like the people from the Extraordinary Center, they sort of presented it as something they want to suggest to the manager, as something that might be the future of shopping malls. Yes, because like shopping malls are spaces to which people come, and there are like public sphere spaces, but then everyone just like people don't really interact in there, or just like they really go and shop, or you interact only with your friends, maybe go for a coffee, but it's still like very individual, the whole experience of shopping. And I sort of started to like the idea, like if the things were sold in this way, that they would actually be used in performances, in like art installations, and you could try it, but then you would also be forced to interact with people. Like it would be just this active experience of shopping. One thing it could do, it could make people more open-minded, more outgoing towards strangers. Yeah, in the beginning I felt very weird about it, but then as the time and the project continued, I sort of started to like the idea, because I really, like for a week, I really experienced what it would look like, the world in which we would have shopping malls, in which we would have to interact with each other and really like be there for each other.
Knock City, with knockout prices at Knock City, fashion galore. Knock City, friendly faces and more. With lots of food and lots of stores, it's close to your door with parking for sure. Yeah, everybody's going to, everybody's going to.